I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus. That's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.
To the Shutdown Foolcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am joined, as always, by Ryan Nanny, Jason Kirk, Holly Anderson, Michael Serber on the ones and twos. And a special update. This episode is brought to you by Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
No, he's doing it now.
Do you know why I love this time of year? I saw something today that I'd never seen before on the internet.
Wow.
I saw the Message Board Genius's account complain to people that they were taking the Message Board Genius's account too seriously.
Mid-season I need form. More. I want to know more.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. Listen, I don't engage with them because they scare me. Respect. So I don't know which fan base set.
Did Holly just die?
I hear you, Ryan, still. Okay. I see server moving as well.
Yeah.
I think they both just died.
They froze. Hmm. And it looks like the lights are off all of a sudden.
Oh,
behind her, don't they?
Yeah, that is what it looks like, although that could just be the camera.
They've been compromised by message board geniuses.
Do you think their internet, do you think their power immediately just died?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's cool. Immediately what I thought. Like, if we're putting odds on things, like, put me in that column.
Okay, listeners, this is happening in real time. You can go ahead and submit your guesses right now. Do you think A, their Wi-Fi has disconnected, B, their power has disconnected, or C, they've fled? They just got up and left.
We have
go to DraftKings.com right now.
We have received the actual answer, but listener, we won't spoil it for you. Go ahead and write down your guess, and then we will let you know. As soon as the embargo is lifted.
I feel bad. I left an option out. Rapture. It could have been Rapture.
Well, shit. The three of us would still be here. No question.
Right? So right?
It's highly possible.
I just talked some real shit about Catholics and evangelicals like 30 minutes ago.
I think it was only the latter part counted there, pal. I think the first one is key to being raptured.
Oh, okay.
As I
got
understand.
It. Got it. Oh, shit. Man, I was so close.
It's hard to be raptured. If you haven't talked shit about Catholics, which makes it weird that Ryan's here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I kind of exist in a feedback loop of rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Rapture's not sure what to do with me. I don't want to see him without. I want to make sure he keeps his clothes on, so we're just going to leave him.
You're just bouncing up and down. Yeah, that is always. Every fucking rapture movie is like the pile of clothes is the telltale signal. And like,
so what happens to raptured people who were nude at the time? Like, what if you were in the shower and you got raptured? Do people think you got raptured or you left?
There are many theories on this.
Okay.
So, like, usually if you're setting up this scene, you would want to have some sort of a visual indicator left behind. Maybe they were shaving with a razor. And
the razor
falls. Mm-hmm. This is the most famous rapture movie. Hey, y'all, we're talking about rapture movies.
Left Behind? Is that the Kirk Cameron one?
We got to roll back like 20 years, buddy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The Thief in the Night series, main visual motif in that one is a razor ending up in a sink, is how we are constantly told people have been raptured. So in various fictions, you can find not just clothes, but also like dental implants or things that
like
have been put into your
something?
Body also end up discarded when you're raptured.
So if I swallowed a penny and then I got raptured before I pooped the penny out, are you saying like a dirty penny would clink to the bottom of the shower?
I am saying you would render unto Abraham Lincoln. I don't know exactly what counts as food and not food. This could be something for the FDA to tackle. Like, is this the ultimate way to, like, you know, there's lots of things we eat that are like, it's like half chemicals. I don't know if it's actually food, but, you know, it's like Dorito dust. Does that really count as food? I'm pretty sure it's going to just tuft to the ground when you're raptured.
FDA, if you could start getting on this rapture testing ASAP, that would be
As I understand,
helpful.
We need this research imminently. I've been told this research has been pressing for the past 200 years now. So.
All right. Well, Spencer and Holly have rejoined us, so if you bet rapture...
Zeus is trying to prevent us.
If you bet rapture,
So we were taking bets on what cast y'all offline, and now you can reveal to the listeners it was, in fact, a thunderstorm. So, listener, if you guess thunderstorm...
It's still a thunderstorm, so this is probably going to happen again.
Yeah.
Good.
If any of you guessed thunderstorm, despite that not being presented as an option, give yourself double points.
This might be the first ever, like, visible, explicable instance of why we lost power during a show.
Yeah, it was it was visually ascertainable in real time here.
All right, Holly, what were you saying before the weather decided you shouldn't be podcasting?
I love this time of year because I just want to read this tweet from the Message Board Geniuses account. Reminder, if you follow this account, it's likely because you enjoy laughing at crazy takes from other fan bases. So there's no reason to get upset when posts come from your own fan base. It's all just fun. Calm down. It is August and Message Board Geniuses is already fed up with your shit.
Oh,
this is going to be a great season.
If you...
I don't even know who set them off. I'm not going to look and find out. If you know, I don't care. What? I just love that you have already upset the guys whose express purpose it is to engender these reactions from you, and they're like, guys, take it down a notch.
Mrs. Ward Geniuses is biased.
If you had to pick, if you had to pick a football fan base to attach yourself to based solely on, I think this has the fewest number of people that will show their ass online.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
If you're the kind of person who's like, my number one priority is I don't want to have bad feelings from a Message Board Geniuses post, who are you picking and why?
So are we going like only Power 5 or is it like...
Let's say FBS.
Or?
Let's say FBS.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. I mean, yeah, one of the times.
Because it's not like there aren't Group of 5 schools that will show their ass too.
Like, I immediately fled to like Illinois, but then there was that thing where their athletic director yelled at Nebraska, or was that the other way around?
Was Illinois the group... That
oh no! Illinois deleted their awesome smack talk of Nebraska, so fuck them. They're not. Yeah. They're not.
I'm gonna go Virginia Tech based on my experience with a couple of Virginia Tech bloggers last night.
Based on what has happened to their program throughout
so
the past,
Spencer's been bought and paid for.
No, I have. No, but like seriously, we know a number.
Big key play strikes again.
Spencer, tell them how sane we are.
the key play chief among them. We know a lot of Virginia Tech fans and. Considering if you make it an equation of what has happened to their program in the past X number of years versus their reactions to it, they're please give me some of whatever you're growing up in them hollers. I don't know what you're lacing.
Yeah,
your
it's very like
with,
19th century
like
Irish, where it's oh boy, Virginia Tech's dead again. Just bury them in the garden and move on with life.
Like, the only way you can really get them mad is to like talk shit about. You know, Hokie Stone.
The only other thing
like,
they really
Dolomite's
don't like
a terrible mineral.
The only other thing they really don't like is when you use Fancy Gap in a sexual connotation. They hate that.
Is this going to change if Shane Beamer like continues to be super successful at South Carolina?
No, because he's only going to get more handsome.
No. Yeah, but is that the thing that's going to finally like make Virginia Tech fans snap?
We should have hired Shane.
Yeah. Like, that's the pathway.
Wouldn't it be, like, if you skipped the Nepo hire and that turned out to have been the move? Right? Oh, God.
You know, Iowa, I think
that's like something
safe.
Tennessee would do. Holy shit.
Iowa, you don't want to end up in this situation. Hang on to him. Hang on
that's
to
right.
Iowa.
That's right.
So wouldn't, I think Virginia Tech falls into sort of a category here where it's, like, beaten down by results over the past.
Yeah.
Five you know, to like, 10 years. Like,
what are you going to tell if you tell them you're like, hey
but they're
man,
they're still fun. They're still
gonna,
a good hang.
Right? Sure. You're going to end up playing defense and punting, and your offense sucks. They're like, yep,
Yeah, but if the criteria is who's going to say the dumbest shit online, why would they be invested enough to say?
I mean, they're all pretty smart too. That's another reason I chose them, is that, you know, you got to be pretty smart to get into Virginia Tech, and yeah, that's another thing. The bar is off the floor.
Shout out to the stream biology department.
Now, you also have to be smart to get to Texas A&M.
Right.
Correct. What?
There are kinds of smart that lend themselves toward explosions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes literally. Mm-hmm.
Smart has nothing to do with emotional maturity. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You can be smart and a fool. Texags.com.
You can know lots of facts about lots of war Wikipedia pages
you can
and
know
still
lots
be
of
a
stuff.
Fool.
You can know lots of stuff about steel beams. The best
steel beams. Sorry.
The best constructed
jet fuel
tanks.
Temperature.
Jetfueltemperatures.com. Yeah. And the price of oil in the Permian, and still be an absolute fool. Texags.com.
That's some old Miss fans too, to be fair.
So, like, least likely to show ass online. I don't remember the last time I saw a Cal fan express an.
That's what I was gonna. That's Ooh, where that's I was thinking too. Yeah.
No, they spell Stanford with a U.
Yeah.
Stanford
there is that.
Deserves that.
I hate every version of that shit.
Stanford, that's like.
But it's usually
that,
like
the best they got, because everyone does that shit.
It's usually like Stanford produces war criminals and like biology.
No, but they're like they still do it as the thing.
I see you just reading the resume.
Right.
If Stanford doesn't want it to be spelled FURD, then what they could do is simply wait for the market to shake it out. Eventually, the FORD will be the more optimal pronunciation.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like you have to sort of equalize the fan bases here, because you could just list the 50 teams that only sort of care.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, SEC school is going to show their ass least online? Because, like, look, it has nothing to do with how good your team. Like, there are very mad. There are Vanderbilt fans who fucking hate us.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. So, like, that's a thing.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a thing, and that's fine. I get that. I don't know, like.
Mississippi State does a really good job of containing themselves, like via their nesting egg message boards.
Right.
All 20.
They have a really orderly. If you're
you
not
gotta
familiar,
have a password to show ass.
If you're not familiar, there's like I can name at least six Mississippi State message boards that each splintered off from a previous iteration when it became too liberal. But they keep that shit in house, and I respect it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's the sort of thing where, like, on the surface level, it's like, wow, they're pretty chill. And it's sort of by design, because you have to really dig down to get to the crazy shit.
They're ducks. Right. They're gliding on top, and they're paddling like Billy-O underneath.
That's a pretty good answer, I think.
Okay, great.
Is this football only?
Yeah, so we can't include Missouri.
Let's say football only, because it gets too complicated if you go beyond that.
Okay.
I do like Kentucky's attitude. One of my favorite tweets from the past few years was, it was Kentucky had lost a game, and there was some, I forget which famous video it was, of fans falling out of a stadium, and the first response beneath was a dude in a Kentucky jersey, and he just said, "I feel their pain, but fuck them."
Yeah. I think my favorite thing about the most unhinged fan base discourse is, like, everyone who's very close to a situation thinks number one is my team and number two is my arch rival. Mm-hmm. Those are the two most unhinged teams in the entire country. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are the odds of that? And the flip side is, if they have recently beaten their rival, then they think number one is my rival and number two is my team. And, like, it's like, okay, well, everyone's the same.
The Chargers and the Jaguars are the most unhinged teams in the NFL.
Everyone is 95% the same.
Counterpoint.
I'm listening to that one right now.
Yeah. Counterpoint. The thing is, I'm right. When I say that.
You're like, yes.
I have a really strong case.
I wasn't saying you were wrong about anything. What are you right about, though?
Oh, I'm right when I say that my fan base is the worst and my arch rival is the second worst.
You know, when they talk about football programs not being able to handle success, that applies directly to message board culture as well. It's never the programs that are suffering. Usually their message board cultures and fandoms are completely chill, funny, wry, have a good sense of gallows humor.
There are a lot of UCLA years that prove this isn't true, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But the worst and the time when you would get the most rabid and unhinged is when they're successful, right? It's when they're successful. Like, that's like right now. Or Georgia. Now, Georgia fans don't actually have the sort of spiritual independence to be interesting on their own.
No.
It's just when they get a talking point, all 10,000 of them run to it like dogs chasing a pork chop.
And they have the bark, so.
Yeah, and they have the bark.
Is that rain? Is that us making that hissing
noise? It's raining
noise?
Here.
Oh, okay. It's probably
soothing. It's peaceful.
I know. I like it. It's like a...
It's the white noise. Full.
Holly,
it's like a sleep machine.
What are rollover crimes?
Okay, so... I don't know what we're going to find to talk about today.
Slow week.
Because, you know, as usual, there have been no interesting news developments in the run-up to the show, including but not limited to half of the playoff state party GOP chairs being indicted for trying to overthrow an election. Shout out to Michigan and Georgia. I feel like Texas and Ohio just didn't want it enough.
It's true.
Much as they did not on the field.
Texas is very busy building Dr. Robotnik machines to stop migrants. So,
It's kind of funny because we picked maybe if you had picked out the four likeliest states. Once again, you find yourself going Michigan, but man, they prove they belong. Anyway, the former president has he. I'm not up on Parler or that shit. Has he tweeted today or done whatever today?
He's posting his ass off, as I understand.
Okay. No, he's still posting strong.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Message board genius himself.
When he started, at some point during his string of federal witness tampering that he was doing out loud on the internet, before the indictment came out, we're recording this on Tuesday, August 15th, the indictments in Georgia, all of them came down less than 24 hours ago last night. And I've started to kind of faintly wonder out loud to myself whether or not he was trying to employ a treadmill strategy of just keeping up. If we keep on having to record his additional crimes, he will never be brought to account for the past crimes because they are now so far down the list. And that is when Spencer and I hit on the notion of rollover crime.
Mm-hmm.
Are these like rollover minutes on an old phone plan?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like we have a lawyer here. I feel like we can invent this notion together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here on the show. How do we go about as a nation handling a president who won't stop criming? And man, didn't you think that if we ever got to that stage, it would be a lot more fun than this?
I don't know.
I love conceptually the notion of a president who won't stop criming. The real thing sucks.
Because the real strategy is this. If you just throw enough garbage in the drain, if I put enough crimes on the board.
If I shove enough popsicle sticks into the toilet and try to flush it.
Right. Eventually, we will clog the toilet of justice with all of the misdeeds we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And the justice can't go down.
This is not dissimilar to say... taking out so many loans and getting so in debt from a large bank that the bank has a problem, not you.
Oh, the WeWork solution.
Correct. This is big brain thinking. When
you're
going
bankrupt, we have to give you $10 million more dollars.
Right. I'm going to go so far into debt that you have to give me more money.
Yes.
Right.
I'm
and
your
then
son
I can't
now.
Go. I can't go.
You're
broke.
Responsible for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
That this is the same strategy just applied to crime. Mm-hmm. If I commit every crime at once and I just throw so much crap at the radar screen that inevitably, in order to address any other problem, you will have to clear my debts off the board. That, how do we combat that? The answer, rollover crimes.
I think what you're postulating is that if Grand Theft Auto took place in the real world, could you commit so many crimes that your wanted level reached
like
such a level...
Like getting 999 lives?
Reached, yeah. In this case, 999 stars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And reach such a level that the cops and their helicopters could not pursue you because they were creating a huge traffic jam and crashing into one another.
Mm-hmm. You can do this if you have a police shootout in a place with a choke point. Yeah. Like if you do it from inside a room in GTA, you can actually block up. So it's great. There's just this wall of dead bodies. And then you hear everyone behind it like, hey, hey. Like that's what we're doing.
I think what you have to do is you have to look. I think what you have to do is give Donald Trump a cheat day. Sort of say like, all right, because
one guy
doing
purge.
Because we know that you're doing all the crimes and you're doing too many of them. We're going to treat your legal status as if it were the Rock's diet. And one day a week, you can eat 5 pizzas worth of crime. And that way, we can sort of like make it a little more...
So that you can do stunts the rest of the week.
Yes, and we can sort of make it a little more manageable to sort of understand like, oh, those are cheat day crimes. Because like, look, is he only going to do crimes on cheat day? You know he's not. He's not gonna do
he's
that.
Gonna
so
eat
it's
himself
not like
he's gonna eat himself a little larceny pancake on Tuesdays. He's gonna give himself a little Rico lasagna on Wednesday.
You know what? We're gonna have an ice cream fraud sandwich.
Rico lasagna ricotta? Is probably the name of one of these people. No,
see if there's somebody named Rico
I'm so glad
the
calamaris are back in the news. I'm so glad.
Rico
I missed
lasagna.
Them.
I'm looking.
Brian, do we have a location on Kevin Lasagna at this time?
Somebody told me Kevin Lasagna is playing in Turkey now.
Hmm.
Which makes him Turkish lasagna.
Tony Delicious. Alfredo, please call in when you get a chance. Real person. Real race car driver.
I am mostly stuck trying to think of how they're going to like measure a prison jumpsuit for Rudy Giuliani and his
we need the legs to be
I thought about it. They probably make child prison jumpsuits, right?
You're true. Right, you're
so
right.
You cut off the top of a you take half of a child's jumpsuit and half of an adult's jumpsuit.
Right.
And you just stitch them together.
Okay.
The problem is that you have to find somebody who's the opposite body type. To take the other two halves.
Mm-hmm.
You're
sure
doing this like an old-timey horse costume.
Right.
Or like, we've imprisoned a Ninja Turtle before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That would work.
Yeah,
just use,
that's true.
Just use whatever jumpsuit Gru was wearing. Because he's got he's got the body by Gru.
President Gru.
You know, you know that's
Gru's
not a documentary,
are,
right?
Gru's legs are so much better.
Mm,
Gru's got, like, really good gams.
Okay, sorry.
He's got a nice calf.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
Would anybody like to play a college football game?
Fuck yes.
Yes, would love to.
This is a two-part game. We're only going to do part one on this episode. We're going to do part two next week. I'm not going to tell you what part two is, because that'd be too easy. To do this game successfully, I need the four of you to go over to the chat window and change the two in your message to my name. And I need you to each send me a test message to make sure that this is how you're going to answer so that you can all answer these questions simultaneously without giving it away. Holly has successfully completed the test. So did Spencer. So did Jason. And so did Cerber. And none of you saw each other's other messages, correct?
That's right.
Although, note to anybody trying this at home, if you didn't know you could send private messages in Zoom, if your settings aren't tweaked just a certain way, at the very end of the Zoom call, whoever's hosting the Zoom call, a transcript of all the messages, including the private ones, gets sent to the host.
To the host.
Be careful who you're shit-talking. Just, you know, as we head into the school year, be real careful with those message settings.
That's why you got to text your friends.
Well, public service, me to you.
Yeah. Okay, so here's how this is going to work. We're going to play Where Are They Now? We're going back all the way to 2013, a season where we didn't have a college football playoff. where pretty much every school was in the conference that it made sense for them to be in, where Auburn was just fun at football, just good at football. And I am going to give you, we're going to go through five coaches and five quarterbacks from the 2013 season. And you're going to tell me where they are now. Now, this is not a binary. You're not just going to get points if you're right or wrong. Okay. If you hit it straight on the mark, I'm going to give you 3 points if you nail it. If you are what I feel is close or at least reasonably close, I'm going to get you 2 points. And if you are totally wrong, I'm still going to give you a point. This is kind of SAT style. You're going to get points for the attempt no matter what. So we're going to start with an easy one just to make sure everybody understands how the rules go. And to give everybody some, hopefully, free points straight out the board. 2013, Auburn's coach was Gus Malzahn. Everybody knows this. Where's Gus Malzahn now?
Well, he's here with me in Orlando.
Spencer and Holly and Serber have entered a response.
Oh, we're typing.
Yes, that's what
Why we did the chat thing.
Spencer threw his voice to Epcot. Did you see that?
Curveball. Yeah. That's what you call a curveball. Yeah.
So Jason, do you have a response?
There we go.
All right. Everybody has successfully identified that Gus Malzahn is the head coach at UCF. 3 points for you all. Easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next up.
Oh, no.
2013 was Bill O'Brien's last year at Penn State. Where's Bill O'Brien now?
If I could list a number of places that he's not.
I can't answer that.
If I could list that. 5 places that he has been since but is not right now, do I get like half a point?
That's probably worth 2 points because you'll probably be pretty close.
Wherever he is, he's kicking a field goal on the 3 playing a team that can score 35 and a half. That's what he's doing.
Serber and Spencer and Jason have all answered. Holly is mulling, I can tell.
I know I can get 2 more of these. No, except I don't think he has been. Okay, he's been 3 places except for the one he is right now, and I can name all of them.
Okay.
Does that count?
Let's start with the only person who submitted the right answer. Spencer Hall.
What?
Spencer, where is Bill O'Brien today?
He's the offensive coordinator in Foxborough, Massachusetts for the New England Patriots of the National Football League.
Oh,
that is
wow.
Correct. Jason, I'm going to say you were next closest. Your answer was?
The National Football League.
The National Football League.
That's me in the Rob Lowe hat.
Throw a dart, baby.
I didn't know if he'd moved since he got there.
Holly, what was your answer?
I can tell you that he is not at Penn State, at Alabama, or coaching the Houston Texans.
That is correct.
Is that all the jobs he's had since then, or did I miss one?
I think that's right. Oh, wow. I think that's right. Serber, I'm sorry to say, your answer of Alabama was incorrect. So I'm going to give Spencer, you're going to get 3 points. You hit it on the head. Jason, you're going to get 2. Holly and Serber, I'm only going to give you 1. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair.
But it's a long game.
How come I got the same amount of points as Serber?
Because you were both wrong?
I put a ton of effort into mine.
But it was equally wrong.
So,
Hang on. I have an entire ethos that is, if I don't know where someone is and they've been a successful coach before, I assume they're at Alabama. I knew he had been there.
Lazy.
No, it's not.
Server's like, no.
I went through a lot of emotional turmoil to arrive at this place that I just can't know all things.
Holly, you and I both know, of all the people on this podcast, you can't call lazy. Server is very high on that list.
Server's like a duck, man. He looks calm up top, but he is furiously paddling.
Somebody should have brought that metaphor up at some point.
God damn it. All right. 2013, Fresno State won 11 games. And had a final AP ranking of 15th in the nation. Their coach was, anybody know? This is not for points, but just if you know.
Jeff
was it Tedford?
Tim DeRuiter.
No, yeah.
Oh.
Good guesses, though.
Between Tedfords.
Where is Tim DeRuiter now?
Ooh.
Now, listeners, you can play this game at home as you go along. It's kind of on the honor system for you to give yourself points as you see fit based on this 3-2-1 structure. I'm not going to grade you on it. And if you keep track of your points, you'll be able to play our game next week as well.
I'm so bad about this.
All right. We have answers from all 4 of our contestants. We're going to go in the order that they were received. Michael Serber, what was your answer?
I don't know where he is, so it's Alabama.
Like, yeah, you're going to get You're going to get 1 point for that. I'm sorry to say. He's not he's not an Alabama.
That's fine.
How do you keep getting points for this?
You get 1 point for submitting an answer.
Put my name on the SAT, Holly.
No.
Jason.
Stop triggering me.
Jason, where is Tim DeRuiter?
I guess he went back to Texas A&M.
Okay. What are you going to say he does there? I need a little more.
Coordinator of defense.
Okay. He is a defensive coordinator, and it is in Texas, but it's not at Texas A&M, so I'm going to give you 2 points for that. Holly.
I know this is wrong.
Yeah.
I said Minnesota.
It is wrong, but it's fun.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a point for that as well.
I did have a lot of fun imagining him on that staff.
Spencer,
no, I know.
I want you to answer.
No.
I want
got
you
the
to
position right, and I got the school wrong because I just remembered the right school.
Okay.
But so Spencer said he was. But I don't want credit for it.
You're going to get some credit for it. Okay. Spencer said he was the defensive coordinator
at
Washington.
Can we have a civilization?
Washington is too far. Like, I'm going to give Jason 2 points here. Everybody else only gets 1 point.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
He's at Texas Tech.
He is at Texas Tech, yes.
Oh, I like that.
I should have given the actual answer. He's the defensive coordinator at Texas Tech.
Oh, I like that. Good for him.
All right. 2013 was Cliff Kingsbury's first year as Texas Tech's head coach, staying at that school. Where's Cliff Kingsbury now? I will probably give points to whoever says Thailand. Nobody said Thailand. Okay. All right. So, all four of our contestants have successfully named the school that Cliff Kingsbury is at, but I need you to get maximum points. I need you to tell me what his position is at that school.
Are we typing this?
Yes.
Okay.
Need theme music.
All right. All right. Holly and Spencer, maximum points to you. Mm. Holly, what is Cliff Kingsbury's current job?
Coaching quarterbacks.
At USC, correct. Holly and Spencer.
Slaying divorcees.
Successfully picked that. Serber said he was an offensive analyst. Jason said he was assistant to the head coach. Those are both good answers, but not quite right, so you're going to get 2 points for those efforts. Last coach. Then we'll do some quarterbacks, and then we'll tally it up and see what's happening. 2013 was Willie Taggart's first year as head coach of the South Florida Bulls. Where is Willie Taggart now?
Ooh, boy. Where?
Holly's very excited. Holly feels...
I accidentally minimized the...
Okay.
I minimized the one rule.
Man...
I don't know how I know this.
Yeah, no.
I just remember thinking, oh, that's weird. Which doesn't narrow it down.
I don't even have an answer.
Okay. All right. Let's go with the worst answer on the board. Spencer Hall said, nada zip shit, Ofer.
Kinda.
Despite the rules being that if you give any answer, you will get 1 point, I am forced to give you 0 points for this effort.
I asked and received.
So, congrats on breaking the game halfway through.
I knew I would.
Michael Serber, what was your answer?
FAU.
That was right not that long ago, but he's since been replaced by Tom Herman.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you 1 point for that.
So the bare minimum. You really mulled that over. Thank you.
Holly and Jason, you have both successfully identified. Listen, you're doing better than Spencer in this round. All right.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Holly and Jason, you have both successfully identified the team, the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, Holly has thrown in his position as well. So right now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you both three for successfully identifying the Ravens, Harbaugh reunion. If you give me the position that he has as well, I will give you an extra point. So I'll tell you right now, Holly is going to get 4 points for this round.
Damn.
Good job, Holly.
Jason, you can just say it now because so you don't have to type it.
Is it receivers coach?
Ooh, very, very, very close. Holly, what's the right answer?
He's coaching running backs at the Ravens for some reason.
Mm. He's the running backs coach in Baltimore. 4 points for Holly. 3 points for Jason. Good job.
I've never seen a man sicker of recruiting.
All right. We're going
to
do quarterbacks.
Coach running backs for the Ravens.
We're going to do quarterbacks from the 2013 season.
He has been a receivers coach. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, yes. We're going to start with, again, hopefully an easy one. Hopefully get everybody some points back on the board here. Spencer, please submit an answer. Mm-hmm. 2013, the nation's leader in passing yards and passing touchdowns was, this is just for fun if anybody knows.
I'm sorry, could you say it again? I was looking at Mountain Dew's Wikipedia page.
2013. FBS leader in passing yards and passing touchdowns.
2013?
2013.
Yep. Oh, I do not. This is the
thing. No, you don't have to. Spencer, you don't have to guess here. You can just say it out loud. This is not the question because it's not where they are now.
Okay.
It's Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
It was
would not have gotten that in 300 years.
I had the right school.
Where is Derek Carr now? This is a type of one. This is a typing one.
Somewhere different than he was last year. New Orleans.
Oh, wait, is
not typing
he?
It.
Oh, is this a typey one?
Yeah, this one's a typey one.
Oh, that's crazy. Let me type it.
Okay.
This was supposed to be an easy one, but I don't watch the NFL.
All right, well, Spencer clearly copied off of Jason.
I got you.
But it counts. Mm-hmm. He is indeed a member of he's the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
No shit. Starting?
Yeah.
I mean,
as of now, he's first.
Wait, where's Jameis Winston?
He's a Saint as well. Where's Taysom Hill? He's a Saint as well.
That's how they roll. Yeah.
They're going to start Derek Carr over Jameis
Winston. That's going to be the weirdest fucking QB's room just in terms of vibe.
Do you like 30 picks?
Jason, yes.
Yeah. And 42 touchdowns.
Jason and Spencer, you both get 3 points for that. Holly, I liked your answer a lot.
Thank you.
Pro handball with Jake Plummer.
I wanted the best for him, okay?
Yeah.
I think that is a safer choice.
The league has done dirty by both him and his brother.
That's true. Collectively sacked.
Who I just realized I didn't have the right school when I put down my initial answer because I was mixing him up with his brother.
Okay. That's all right. Serber said the Las Vegas Raiders, which is close enough to recently right that I will give you 2 points for that.
Yeah, I didn't know he wasn't there anymore. Who is their quarterback?
The Raiders, I believe it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, if he's healthy.
Who can keep up with this?
It's like fucking college football up there, though, fellas.
I will list every Big Ten team.
All right. In 2013, Nathan Schielhaus set the single-season record at Illinois for completion percentage. Where is he now? Type in your answers.
Wow.
Wait, no, we talked about this, didn't we?
I don't know.
We've talked about this on the show.
Okay. Spencer, we're going
to
start with you.
We have to have talked about this on the show. There's no way I know this by myself.
Spencer, we're going to start with you. You had the wrongest answer. What was your answer?
Coaching the Bears in some capacity.
Coaching the Bears. Yeah. Feels spiritually right, but is incorrect. So I'm going to give you 1 point for that.
No clue where this dude is.
Serber and Jason, you have identified the right conference. Or no, you have not identified the wrong right conference.
How can you be so sure these days?
Yeah. I apologize. At the time of recording, you're incorrect. Can you please share your answers for where Nathan Schielhaus is?
I said he's still at Illinois.
That's incorrect.
I picked Minnesota. You said Illinois, not Northern Illinois?
He said Illinois.
Oh, I thought you said Northern Illinois in the question, which is why I picked Minnesota.
No. I'm going to give you, because you both picked college teams, and he is, in fact, working for a college team, I'm going to give you 2 points over Spencer's one. But Holly has successfully identified who Nathan Schielhaus's present employer is. Holly, will you please reveal where he is today?
He's coaching at Iowa State.
Correct. Do you know what his position is at Iowa State?
I believe he's the OC.
He is the OC. The OC of a school that, I'm not going to give you points because Nathan Schielhaus is going to need him because, like, half his starting position players are suspended for gambling.
Due to a gambling investigation.
So.
Yeah. I mean, if you give Iowa State those points, they'll turn them into 6 points.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Just as soon as these lines come in.
Just give me a minute here. Okay, this is maybe an easier one. We're going to find out. Teddy Bridgewater His last year at Louisville was 2013. Where is our probably top three favorite Louisville quarterbacks of all time? Where is he now?
He was just signed like a week ago.
Oh, man.
So it's an NFL team that existed a week ago. Right? So maybe the Colts are off the list by the time we get off this call.
Sure.
Okay, we have answers from everybody except Cerber. Cerber, I'll tell you right now, nobody... Oh, I'm sorry to say, Cerber is also incorrect.
I don't know.
Okay. Holly and Spencer, boy, you gave the same answer. Mm. Can you share with us what that answer is?
I know he was a Viking at some point. I'm guessing he's not anymore.
He was drafted by the Vikings, I believe.
Where okay. He's in the... Yeah, yeah.
So he's not a Viking, but he is in the Vikings division.
To be clear, my answer was, is he still a Viking? Probably not, mark.
Spencer's answer was, in the NFL, Vikings?
Yep.
I am going to give you both 2 points, though, because you did identify the correct division in which Mr. Bridgewater is currently playing. Jason, you said the Chargers, which everybody eventually ends up on, so I understand that. Unfortunately, it's not Teddy's turn yet. Mm. Server, you said the Broncos, who I think Teddy Bridgewater has played for well.
I was just thinking more like he might work as a backup to Russell Wilson's
because they have similar play style. Because Russ needs a mentor.
Yes. Instead, Teddy Bridgewater is backing up Jared Goff for the Detroit Lions. Man. Who might win that division this year? So not the worst.
I feel like I have inherent sympathy for Teddy B here, but
yeah. I'm going to give Jason Cerber. I'm going to give you each 1 point for that. All right, we only have two more. You guys are all doing great. I'm so proud of you, and I love you all. Brandon Allen took the starting job at Arkansas in 2013. Spoiler: didn't go great. Got better later. Where is Brandon Allen, former Razorback, now?
Mm.
There's so many guys.
There are so many guys. And there are so many... I don't know how the NFL has fewer teams, but there are more or less remarkable teams in the NFL.
It's a big roster. It's a really big... big roster. NBA rosters are 12.
Yeah. So, listen, I remember him starting a game.
All right. Holly has submitted an answer that she is insisting is right. Whether or not
it is. I said I've decided that it's right.
Oh, you've decided that it's right. Yep. Okay. Spencer, we only need a submission from you. Nobody else has nailed the right answer for what it's worth. Nobody at all. Ooh, all right. We're going to go with our wrongest answers first. Michael Cerber, where is Brandon Allen?
I say he's back at Arkansas.
That's incorrect. One day, but not yet. Jason Kirk, where is Brandon Allen?
But I don't know. I guess Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can't afford him. 1 point for each of you.
He's in the Browns.
I think... Still? I'm going to say Spencer... Spencer and Holly are each going to get 2 points to this as well, even though their answers are wrong, but they are closer to right. Spencer,
was I previously correct? Had he been there?
He's a backup QB for the Browns.
I just said I decided that he's on the Broncos, whether or not this is actually true.
He is neither Brown nor Bronco. As of today, and this could change, Brandon Allen is the fourth quarterback on the 49ers roster.
As of today, you diabolical little.
Which means he'll be starting at some
He'll
point.
Be starting. That's 2023 NFL MVP Brandon Allen.
He has been a Bronco. This is just flying across my desk now, so Holly gets a half point for that.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's ride.
Holly, 2.5 points for you. Thank you. Has scored 4 and 2.5 points in this game that only has scores of 1, 2, and 3. And Spencer has 0. All right, our last one. This is one first I want you to answer out loud. Who was Auburn's quarterback in the magical 2013 season?
Was it Nick Marshall?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember, this is also, we're just talking here, you're not playing the game yet. Does anybody remember what position he originally played before quarterback?
It was
safety?
A cornerback.
Correct. Defensive back. Yeah. Everybody's still right. So, where is Nick Marshall now? It's time to type in your answers. I will tell you, if anybody gets this exactly on the nose, I will give you a full 6 points. I will give you double credit. Wow. Don't cheat. But if you get it in one, 6 points on the line.
Did I get it?
You did not. But you are in some ways righter than I thought you would be.
Rude, but thank you.
No, no, no. I'm,
hurtful.
That will make sense when I tell you what the real answer is, if that makes sense.
Okay. Oh.
Spencer has submitted an answer. Jason has submitted an answer.
Oh, wow.
You've looked it up, haven't you?
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right. Hold on, we got server. Holly, I know.
Does the league I'm asking about even still exist? I forget.
I don't think it does anymore.
Okay.
All right. Cerber, Cerber and Spencer are most wrong, so we're just going to give them a point. Cerber picked Colorado. Spencer picked DB coach at Auburn University. These are incorrect.
Why do both of you want him to be unhappy?
Because Nick Marshall is still an active football player.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Holly, you are also incorrect, but you were second place, and I'm going to give you 2 points for your answer of playing minor league baseball, because when I reveal the answer, you'll see that that's not entirely off base.
Okay.
And Jason, I'm going to give you 3 points.
Wow.
You're not right when you said the USFL. But Nick Marshall is a defensive back for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and holds the franchise record for pick sixes.
Good for him.
Still scoring touchdowns.
And I know the CFL and the USFL are different. But this is as close as I think you could have gotten.
Leave it to just Jason guessing. To get the spiritual
correct. I'm
going to
give you 3 points on that.
Well, and also this one was on a 6-point scale.
Correct.
So I'm still only half right here.
All right. So let's see. I'm going to add it up here. 5, 8, 12, 13, 16, 18, 20 and a half. Holly, you finished with 22 and a half points.
Did I win?
I don't know yet. We're going to find out.
There's no way.
10, math, 13, math, 14, 16, 18.
Spencer, play the math music.
I only actually Spencer, like two of these. There's no way I can win.
Spencer, 19 points for you.
Yeah.
5, 7, 9, 12, 15, 17, 18, 19. 22 points for Jason, who advocated for the half point for Holly. So that ends up being pretty important.
Oh,
and then Cerber.
Yeah, like 10 9, points. 7, it's so bad.
10, 12, 13, 14, 15 points for you, Cerber. Holly, you're the winner with 22
points. We're sitting
and a half
in the back
points.
Of the class, Cerber.
That doesn't seem correct at all, but thank you. I accept.
Jason,
Holly,
you're
can
neck
I have
and neck.
Half of those 0.5 points.
Yes. I am a team player.
Jason, neck and neck with 22 points. Spencer, 19 points. Cerber, 15 points. Good news, though. You don't know what those... We're going to use those points, but we're going use them next week, and I'm not going to tell you how. This concludes today's game. Reader, I hope you did better than all of us, and I'm proud of you either way.
I have an answer to a reader question.
Oh, good.
If we would like to. That's where I was making clicky noises. User Beef Cheese,
mm-hmm.
who I have not muted despite his handle being IPA Haver, he asked us yesterday, based off this Fox News story, I'm just going to read the headline, Florida woman doused herself in Diet Mountain Dew to erase DNA after killing roommate. Her roommate was 79 years old. The headline makes it seem like the woman is 79 years old. She does have a neck tattoo, flagrant neck tattoo.
Let's pause real quick.
Dropping it in the chat.
Spencer, don't click on this yet.
Not clicking.
What city in Florida do you think this took place in?
You're not gonna get it.
Boynton Beach.
You were not bad.
Give him a point.
Is Daytona.
I would not have guessed.
Yes.
Okay. If you saw her picture, you would guess Daytona Beach.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she's familiar with Bike Week.
Yeah. So now I can click. Let me see.
There's an anarchy symbol tattooed on her throat.
She looks nice. Like, seriously, that looks like somebody I went to high... Like, oh, Nicole, what's up? That looks like somebody I went to high school with. You know?
She looks very chill in her mugshot, probably because she knows that the Mountain Dew has wiped away every trace of her crime.
Well, she allegedly just killed somebody, so she should be pretty relaxed, you know?
Well, she's gone a while without Mountain Dew, I'm guessing.
Sure,
so
sure.
not very caffeinated.
It's because she didn't use Code Red. Code Red is the one. It's a universal solvent.
According to this article, she was spotted barefoot with blood on her leg and a ripped shirt outside a Crystal restaurant, and that's where the cops
found
her.
Who among us?
When they approached, police said she dropped a knife and a hammer at their feet. What kind of fucking inventory did this lady have?
did she have any health left?
I have a serious question. Is she a Warhammer model? That's, yeah, she dropped a hammer and a knife and a battle axe. God damn.
Oh, this is... Hold on. Holly, have you read how the Mountain Dew comes into play here?
Go ahead and read that part, because I'm finishing up real quick an answer to the reader question that came out of this story.
Okay, good. So the police took her into custody. They asked her about the weapons she had dropped, and she became agitated and demanded a lawyer, which is a thing you should do. They later returned with a warrant to test her bloody body for DNA evidence. She asked for a can of Diet Mountain Dew, and police obliged her. And then she began to, quote, procrastinate with the drink. And as the detectives tried to pull the can away from her, she poured the can of soda all over her body and hair in attempts to interfere with the possible evidence on her body.
Now, the question that we got from reader IPA Haver, a.k.a. Beef Cheese, is Mountain Dew has numerous applications, but I doubt bleach replacement is manufacturer approved. Not Diet Mountain Dew. If you want a bleach replacement, and I say this as, you know, Mountain Dew is a beloved non-sponsor of our show. But if you want a bleach replacement, you have to go with Mountain Dew Overdrive, which is not very widely available. I'm now going to run you through a list of the various other more commonly available types of Mountain Dew and their uses in the universe so that we can avoid this kind of mix up in the future.
Yeah.
All right. Strap in.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Dew Dark Berry Bash will summon any animal of your choosing, but they cannot be banished. Use as directed. Mountain Dew Baja Blast is purely medicinal via the tropical lime, used in some cultures the way you would use quinine. Sangrita Blast is a mild sedative. Pitch Black is a surgical anesthetic. Mountain Dew Code Red can revive you from drowning. Mountain Dew Live Wire is actually a defibrillator in liquid form. Mountain Dew Voltage is a blue raspberry and citrus variant with ginseng. Diet Mountain Dew Supernova will repel witches from your doorstep. Mountain Dew Voodoo can actually be used as a blood replacement in a hospital setting. Mountain Dew Major Melon is used by most U.S. conglomerates in drug testing. Mountain Dew Spark is actually just tractor starter fluid in a bottle. I'm not even sure how they got away with selling that as drinks. Mountain Dew Goji Citrus Strawberry is a goji strawberry citrus variant that creates a living symbiote out of you and anyone that you share the bottle with. Mountain Dew Baja Caribbean Splash, described as dew with a blast of natural and artificial guava flavor, actually causes blood clotting, particularly in pregnant women. So you're
but
gonna
the good kind.
Well, no, you just drink Mountain Dew Maui Burst, which is blood thinner, the opposite of Barry Monsoon, which is why they're often sold together.
Yeah.
Balance in all things.
Excuse me, almost done. Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning is used as an industrial coolant thanks to its boiling point of 253 degrees. Mountain Dew Frostbite can strip furniture and nail polish at the same time. Don't spill in the car. Mountain Dew Atomic Blue is that stuff that comes in commercial ice packs. When heated, it can be used as log flume water. Mountain Dew Southern Shock has an effect described by users as lube with pop rocks. I need a citation there. Mountain Dew Thrashed Apple is a substitute for breast milk and baby formula, shelf stable, of course. And Mountain Dew Uproar is a strawberry kiwi variant of turbine oil that is only available at Food Lion. I hope this clears up any questions we may have.
I have one more addition to this story, which is really more of a state of what our media environment is like. So this is from the New York Post's version of the story. A recent study from North Carolina State University indicated that sucralose, a common artificial sweetener, also known as Splenda, and found in Diet Mountain Dew and other sodas, can break down the genetic material that makes up DNA. This is an actual line in an actual newspaper story. While researchers found that the sweetener could put people at risk for disease and wear down the lining of the intestines, it is unclear whether dousing oneself in soda would actually eliminate forensic evidence.
Man, life wears down your intestines.
The New York Post would like more time to determine if Mountain Dew shower will actually thwart the police or not.
That's a weirdly Antifa stance for the Post to take.
Can you imagine if this did work? Can you imagine if the cops had been like, fuck, this woman found the Mountain Dew hack and now she's going to get off. She's not going to serve a day for stabbing her roommate to death.
I wonder if this is what the former president has been doing. A lot of these jams all along. Like, does Diet Coke work? Because he's made of Diet Coke.
You got to put it on the documents. That's the main thing.
Oh, he's so smart.
These soggy green documents. I never touched. I never had them.
The body craves Mountain Dew naturally. That's why... That's why you need it.
No, don't make me like him.
He's a Diet Coke man.
Don't chain us together.
He doesn't have the fortitude for the Mountain
Thank
Miracle.
Thank you. I agree.
Think it's caffeine-free Diet lightning. Coke?
Oh, yeah. He's a Diet Coke guy.
If
are
so,
there people who are caffeine-free Diet Coke devotees? Does that exist?
My mother, when we were growing
I know a
up,
couple,
it's
yeah.
basically just caramel-colored water. It's
people
so
in my family, yeah.
It the fact that the can looked like a battery always threw me off.
Yeah, it was that weird gold color.
That, like, brassy gold that was sort of like, that was sort of like, hey.
You could tell in test groups, though, in marketing, they just said, yeah, give them something totally fake looking. They know it. make it look like you're selling them some sort of horrible industrial cleaner. They're boomers. They don't give a fuck. Life's been over them for 20 years. Just give them the thing that reminds them of the thing.
That's a good Coke Zero advertisement. The thing that reminds them of the thing.
Yeah. Once upon a time, you had a good thing, and then 400 things happened, and 40 years later, you're drinking a simulacrum of the thing. Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Caffeine-free Diet Coke is about as far away from cocaine as you can get.
Water. It's just water.
If you tried to put cocaine in it, I imagine cocaine would just float above the surface.
How did the cocaine would fall asleep?
It would repel itself like opposing magnets refusing to mix with it.
Oil and water separating. Yeah.
Water and cocaine are both natural, whereas caffeine-free Diet Coke is... It's the most chemicals you can possibly put into your body without having any fun.
This is a prank I'm going to play on somebody at some point. Next time I have somebody over to the house, I'm going to be like, oh, can I get you a soda? We have caffeine-free Diet Coke. Just see what happens.
What's the most pointless, like caffeine-free Diet Red Bull? Is that where we're headed?
Yeah, because you're not even drinking anything that had a taste
want the taste of Red Bull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would like to drink some chalk, but I don't want it to affect me in any way.
Mm-hmm. If you were drinking
caffeine-free Sparks.
Yeah. Like, what's that's just beer. Yeah, what's the point?
Or a Virgin 4 Loko.
That's a Capri Sun.
Sun to Four Loko pipeline exists.
Hard Capri Sun hard.
That has to exist. Hold on.
That's a Capri Moon.
In this golden era of pre-mixed cocktails, do we not have any that come in pouches?
Can I get a Capri gun?
All right.
That's a Capri Sun.
Capri Sun.
Capri Sun
there is a tropical hard seltzer called Capri Sunset, but it does not appear to be affiliated with.
Oh.
And apparently there was a trend where people were making their own adult Capri Sun cocktails.
Sure.
How? How do you get it in the thing?
You squeeze it into the bucket.
Hold on. Move over, Sangria. There's a new fruit drink in town, and it's made with just two ingredients.
I won't.
Here's what they were actually doing. They were getting a frozen fruit bag and putting alcohol in it and then sticking a straw in the pouch and just drinking, like, frozen strawberries and vodka.
Okay, that's not a Capri Sun. That's just a bag of booze.
So, like, there you are, right? You're hammered off 9 hard Capri Suns, and you're trying to jam the little needle of a straw into a bag, and you need one more hard Capri Sun, but that straw is not going in because you're drunk.
There you are at a stoplight with a straw stuck into a 16-ounce bag of frozen blueberries, and you're confident that nobody is looking at you weird, including the cop pulled up next to you.
You're playing the bagpipes.
Listen, man, when I lived in Florida, the weirdest thing I saw in terms of somebody consuming something in the car next to me, I was on US 19 in Palm Harbor and driving, and I came and I stopped at a light. There was a motherfucker in a bombed out Malibu next to me. Like it looked like it had been kept in parking in Chernobyl. Like that's where he parked his car. And he was shirtless and he was drinking straight out of a fucking blender, like the carafe, right? Like he had just taken that in the car. And I don't know what was in it. It was bright and it was red and slushy. And he was just drinking straight out of the blender carafe. And I remember thinking, I will never be that fulfilled in life. I will never
this
be like,
this is the most self-actualized man in the world.
I could leave this drink here.
One dish dinner. No muss, no fuss cleanup.
I choose to believe that man took the blender cup into a 7-Eleven, filled it with icy, dared them to say anything, and walked out without...
Like, it still has a blade at the bottom, right?
Do you think the base
of
the blender is plugged into the cigarette lighter?
I hope so. I hope he's just... I hope everything goes in there like, time for lunch! And he just puts a whole Arby's roast
beef. What if this was your looper, but
he
just got distracted?
Yeah. What if he's like, oh, crap, I'm driving.
Shit, I was supposed to kill that guy. Boy, this Slurpee's good.
I do also remember thinking now, I'm like, you know, in an era with cell phones, that's probably safer. The guy driving, drinking an entire thing of daiquiris. You're like, that's probably safer than the guy who's like, oh, let me check Instagram.
I risk this argument to law enforcement.
I respectfully disagree with this argument.
You know, nowadays with social media, it's really safer than ever
to drunk drive.
This is the craziest thing you've ever said.
This is not even any worse than the episode that we spent half of it arguing that we should let kids smoke.
You know, with AI and everything, it's the only safe thing you can do is a DUI.
Why is the AI telling me to send my children to the mines?
Drink GPT, should I drive?
What makes you less woke than drinking?
You're just
the liberals want you to stay awake behind the wheel.
Just using ChatGPT off your phone to talk to the cop through the raised window.
Oh my god, I heard you say ChatGPT, and I was like, that's it. That's him.
Bro.
Oh. ChatGPT, what do I say to tell this cop?
Sick.
You want my ID. Why don't you bing it, bro?
Am I being detained? Is what it says I should say to you right now.
Don't tase me, bro. That doesn't... Oh, ChatGPT. We're not using that reference anymore.